Chapter 1. Sawyer. Sawyer! Get your ass in here! I stumbled into the office, my head still pounding from last night's liquor binge. We'd had one of our rare nights off from our insanely packed air show schedule. I'd planned to spend the day sleeping in at my luxurious hotel suite, golfing at the Presidio, and feasting on dim sum in Chinatown. Hell, maybe I'd even sample all the different types of chocolate down at Ghirardelli Square. Better yet, I'd taste a local woman. But instead, I'd been summoned to base. I removed my sunglasses and could see my commanding officer, Lieutenant Beck Daly, glaring at me. Puzzled, I stared at his scrunched brow and flared nostrils. Fuck, he was about to hand me my ass, and I didn't have a clue why. After all, I was the best pilot in the Marine Corps. But my skills in the air didn't matter. Apparently, I'd royally fucked something up down here on the ground. Again, maybe one of the chicks I'd hooked up with during our last stop was an admiral's daughter. Beck just stared at me. Clearly, he wanted me to confess to a crime. But since I didn't know what I'd done, I deflected. What's up, man? Congratulations on your engagement again. Tell you what, I'll do your reports today. Go pamper your fiancé. Beck scowled. I wish I could. But instead of spoiling her all day, the brass called me at 0600 and gave me orders to come in and deal with your shenanigans. Do you mind explaining what this is? He thrust his phone at me and showed me a news article. A local television station had mapped out my flight path during practice yesterday. A flight path in the shape of a dick, complete with balls. A rather large set, I might add. I laughed it off. What's the problem? Fucking liberal press, we're pilots. We're supposed to be cocky. Haven't they seen Top Gun? A vein in Beck's neck bulged, and I was almost certain it would pop. Are you high? We're Blue Angels. Our job is to recruit and do public relations for the Navy and your beloved Marine Corps. Your stunt was offensive and disrespectful. The command is opening an investigation. Fine, investigate. I'm guilty. It's not like they'll replace me. I'm the only Marine on the squadron. You Navy men are too sensitive. I was a motherfucking Marine. Although technically the Marines were a department of the Navy, which we jarheads like to call the men's department. You're an excellent pilot, Sawyer, but you're also a world-class asshole. Do you think women want to look up into the sky and see a giant penis? Especially in this day and age of unsolicited dick pics and toxic masculinity? Can you even see why this is wrong? Fuck Beck and his politically correct bullshit. I had better things to do today than listen to him rattle on and on. The only way to get him to shut up would be for me to apologize. I'm sorry. What's my punishment? Beck tossed me the key influencer roster. You know what you have to do. Fuck no. Anything but that. If that's what you want, you can forget it. I'm not taking another one of those vapid, fame-hungry media types up in my plane. I'll write your admin reports for a month, no questions asked. I'll clean your jet and gear, but I won't do that. The Blue Angels regularly allowed news anchors, local celebrities, and other narcissists to fly around with us on media day. The other pilots didn't mind doing it, so I would trade them duties. Media day was a complete nightmare. The last reporter I took up puked all over me when I did a simple inverting trick. And the woman I took before her screamed in my ear the entire trip. I had to stifle a grin when I thought about her shrieks. Slow down! Stop! Are you trying to kill me? You're going too fast! What could I say? I had the need for speed. My plane was my temple. There was no room for a wingman. I'm not asking you, Sawyer. I'm giving you a direct order. Beck shoved a piece of paper in front of me with a picture of a pretty woman with long black hair attached. She had a dazzling smile and wore a formal ball gown with a shiny sash that read, Miss Marin County. Great. A fucking beauty queen. Sure, she was attractive, but beautiful like a museum piece. Looked nice from a distance, but too fragile to touch. Definitely not my type. Ladies with proper manners and good upbringings held no appeal for me. I liked my women like I liked my planes. Fast, dangerous, and ready to take off and go down on cue. Fuck no, Beck. A pageant girl? I'd rather take some old veteran who wants to relive his glory days. Who else you got? We had a veteran on the list, but Declan already claimed him, and I'm taking up the reporter. You don't have a choice, and she's not just a pageant girl. She's an influencer with a huge social media presence. She's documenting a photo series on the Blue Angels. It's one flight, Sawyer. Surely you can be a gentleman for an hour. Then you can go back to being a jerk. Man, Beck really hated my guts. He was probably just jealous of my lifestyle. Beck was a family man, and his idea of a hot date night was singing nursery rhymes to his baby daughter. Christ, I was not going to be able to get out of taking this girl up. What the fuck is an influencer anyway? Sounds like another word for lazy millennial. What does she do for a living? She has a blog and an Instagram account. I rolled my eyes. So basically she doesn't work, and we're feeding into her ego. What's she going to post about us? She pitched it as her ride with a Blue Angel. I licked my lips, glanced at the picture, and imagined her naked. Well, I could take her for a ride, but not in my plane. Some things were sacred. I refuse. Beck glared at me.
Then you're grounded until next week's show. We'll fly without your cocky ass.
You can't be serious. You will fuck up the Diamond Formation.
Well, at least I won't have to worry about you embarrassing us again at the after-show party.
Fuck. He had me. I may love to throw down on my days off, but I loved my job. I lived to fly. Being up in my plane was the best ever. I threw my hands up in the air. Time to wave the white flag. Fine, Dad. What do I have to do? Beck gave me a smug smile. I wanted to deck the arrogant motherfucker, but he was the flight leader, and there was no use fighting with him. His word was law.
Easy. You show up tomorrow morning, show her how to breathe during the flight, and then take her up in your plane. Be on your best behavior.
He pointed his finger at me.
Which means you need to be polite, gracious, and respectful. She's very media savvy and supposedly will get many eyes on the Blue Angels. We need good publicity, especially after your fucking stunt. There are already protests planned for this weekend. And wear your goddamn uniform when you show up on base to meet her. Not your bomber jacket and aviators. You aren't the star of Top Gun 2, and you can't hit on her under any circumstances.
Did this motherfucker really think I was that much of a jerk? Christ, Beck, I'm not that much of a Neanderthal. I can speak to a woman without propositioning her. It is possible.
Could have fooled me. Maybe if you end up liking her, you can invite her to the gala tomorrow night. She looks like a sweet young lady. It would be good for you to spend some time with a woman you didn't meet at a bar. Someone you don't have to pay by the hour. Someone who isn't a Blue Angel groupie.
I smirked. I liked my groupies. I had a girl waiting for me in every city, though I hadn't decided yet who my San Francisco sweetie would be. Last year's model or a new ride. Or maybe both. Possibly at the same time. The more the merrier. Thanks, bro, but I don't need your dating advice. I have zero interest in meeting a nice girl and settling down. That's your whole thing, and why you're engaged. You're a serial monogamist, Beck. I'm happy for you and Paloma, but that life isn't for me. I have no desire to have a wife and kids, ever. I want to live my life and explore the world, no strings attached. But don't you worry. I'll show this girl a good time after the flight. A boring time, but a safe PC date. Maybe I'll take her mini-golfing, and then we can cap the night with a hot fudge sundae at Ghirardelli. No nuts. I don't want to scandalize her. Beck shook his head.
You're a piece of work. A total adrenaline junkie, always seeking that next high. Remember this. Stable isn't boring. It's beautiful. I'll see you tomorrow for the media flights. You're dismissed. Now get the fuck out of here.
I grabbed the photo of my beauty queen and left the building. Once out of the hangar, I inhaled a deep breath of fresh Bay Area air. The weather was brisk and sunny. There wasn't a single cloud on the horizon. I took a moment to appreciate the beauty of this day and be thankful for my life. A pilot for the Blue Angels. A rock star of the sky. A United States Marine. I wasn't about to let one stupid flight path dick stunt ruin it. For a poor boy who grew up in the Midwest, it always astounded me I'd achieved my dreams.
Pretty good for a kid whose mother said he would never amount to anything. Not that she had a clue about what I had done with my life. If she could see me now, maybe she would feel guilty for how she treated me. How she let all her men treat me. How they... I closed my eyes and didn't allow my mind to finish that thought. I forced myself to live in the present and shut out my past. Why should I waste time thinking about my mother? I doubt she ever thought about me. I opened my eyes. I needed something to distract me. I sat on a bench in the sunlight and stared at the picture on the paper. Solana Sanchez. All her relevant information. Name, date of birth, phone number, address, was printed on top like a resume. Solana had recently graduated from Stanford University, where she'd majored in psychology and minored in communications. In her free time, she'd enjoyed taking photos of sunsets and teaching English to recent immigrants. She sounded like a saint, but I was only interested in sinners. I grabbed my phone from my pocket and perused her blog. Solana Sanchez, influencer. Always looking for the sunshine in the darkness. DM me for collaborations. I paused over the words. In the darkness. What did this ray of sunshine know about darkness? By scrolling through her Instagram feed on top of her website, I highly doubted this pampered princess had ever struggled in her life. Selfies in exotic locales and pictures of indulgent dishes and drinks were all she ever seemed to post. And now she'd used the Blue Angels as another photo opportunity, riding on our glory and hard work while promoting herself. She couldn't possibly fathom how much I'd sacrificed and overcome to become an angel. I should make this hard on her, do extra flips until she passes out, get her so sick that she pukes all over herself in front of the cameras. That would be hilarious. Fuck, that's cruel. Maybe Beck is right. I am a dick. I took a moment and shook off that thought. Nope, not going to humiliate her. That would piss Beck off. And I had no doubt he'd make work hell for me indefinitely if I didn't get back into his good graces. I had to do what he wanted. It was only for an hour, so I just needed to man up and deal with it. And then I could forget about this sunbeam and go back to planning my wild weekend in the Golden City.